Blog Talk Radio.
All mechanical creation, all images of enslavement and imprisonment, all rage and anger of death and hell, and the murder and the murderer's intent, the confusion of masculine and feminine roles, all portrayal of sexual perversion, including homosexuality and lesbianism, sympathy for Satan and the sorrows of Satan, association with the Nephilim and spacecraft, all perversions of the third eye through distorted and exaggerated images, perverted movements of the body and breakdancing and other forms of dancing. And we especially call for the judgment in this hour and the destroying of rock music directed specifically against children through the videos that were portrayed. And working specifically through these individuals, for whom we call for the judgment of the sacred fire in this hour before the throne of Almighty God.
Something.
father always tries to get my attention as I look at things and I'm reading things. And one of the things I want to talk about is tonight is a supermoon. And to me, I never really pay attention to all this stuff because they abominate it and occultinate it. It all becomes some kind of ritual for all the Satan freaks. And tonight isn't any more different. Tonight is a supermoon. So the witches will be out witching and the Satanists will be out Satan-ing and just the usual hey-hem, right? Well, apparently, 3 days before any kind of a full moon or a supermoon, they like to have sacrifices. And, you know, I was thought I was in the clear for a while because about two, three weeks ago, they came at me with an assassination attempt. And to retaliate, Father sent them earthquakes in Italy. And he took out, must have been people running whatever, who ordered it or were running equipment or whatever they were doing. He took out a couple of the underground bases in Italy for retaliation. So that's why there was those earthquakes out in Italy. And apparently there was one in Chile a couple days later, maybe the same day. I don't know if they were related. I don't think they were. But definitely the ones in Italy. I'm kind of noticing a pattern here because when he caused the earthquakes in Italy and took out those bases, some other faction did the one in Chile. Just like this one, they tried to kill me on Thursday, which was the 11th. And I didn't tie two and two together that I was supposed to be some sacrifice for the great moon god. I don't know. Some kind of sacrifice for today, which is super moon. So apparently they just never learned. So this is why the earthquakes were happening in New Zealand. And New Zealand is a huge super command and control center in the south, down by Antarctica. They have a huge base there, and that is run by the Ashtard Command. The New Agers love to call them ascended beings. We just call them the turds that they are. And this is one of their underground super bases that they were building down there, and Father destroyed it. Don't mess with Sherry Schreiner. So, not too long after that, another piggyback one took off. There was an earthquake in the Philippines. And so that's the same thing they did when he attacked Italy. Some other faction attacked Chile. And then when he attacked New Zealand, someone else attacked the Philippines. And so I know the New Age La La crowd is going on and on about how the cabal tried to destroy the base in New Zealand and blah, blah, blah. It wasn't the cabal. It was the Most High God. You're messing with his daughter. And when you mess with me, you pay. We pay back. And so, that's just how it goes, folks. And I know some of you can't wrap your mind, but that's the game it is. That's how it's been for years. That's just what it's evolved into. You attack me, we retaliate. And so, now you hear the whole Dinar ho-hum, you know, they get really hyped up whenever, I told you that, to watch that, because whenever the Dinar hype gets really high, it means they're planning an assassination attempt on me, and they think I'll be dead, and then when I'm still alive, it dies, and that's what happens, and so this weekend, they were hyping the Dinar, oh, we're gonna get it, we're gonna be at the banks on Saturday, They're all in glee heaven on Dinar exchanges and stuff. And of course, the assassination plot attempt failed at me. They were here themselves here. There was something going on. I felt the energy shift here when I was in here Thursday. And I knew something was going on. And I woke up Friday. And I was trying to go to bed Friday, early on Friday morning. And it was just terrible. My whole body seized up. So I don't know what they were doing. Sometimes they jab these etheric needles in you. Not syringes or what. They inject stuff into your body. And, I could probably do something like that. I thought it was just my blood pressure. Maybe my heart's going this time. You know, on Saturday, I laid on the bed for a few minutes, and everything got really peaceful, really quiet, really serene, and I'm thinking, oh, this is nice. No pain. Was feeling no pain, nothing, and the only thought I had was, am I dead, Dad? Am I dead? And of course not. I sat there and realized I'm still in my room here. I'm not dead. So that kind of sucked. I'd love to go home. But he wasn't going to let them be the ones. When he wants me home, he'll take me home. And, so it was a long weekend healing process. On Sunday, Dad said, I've had enough. I'm going to heal you. So he healed me. So, feeling good today. Back to normal. After much pain. Sometimes their attacks can be really hideous because you don't know what the heck's going on. So they could kiss goodbye their little New Zealand fort. Their little Rome forts, Italian forts under the lake there. All the little bases everywhere. You think the Queen would give them a heads up because I already took her toys away in Scotland. You know, I destroyed her little reptilian nest up there and now she's all bummed out and resigned. She had her little FBI puppets trying to take me out here in America. She's been doing that for a long time. It never stops with them. I wish people would see the real FBI because they're such retards. I know you see the ones on TV, the Hollywood portrayed FBI. The guys in suits. And they're educated, and they act like they have integrity, and they're just trying to put criminals away. Nah. That ain't the real FBI. The real FBI are terrorists, and they're criminals, and they stalk truth tellers, anyone in the truth movement, anyone who is a threat to them, anyone who gets on their terror list. That's who they terrorize. That's why they have a terror list, because they terrorize you. They mess up your vehicles. They mess up all your door locks, because they're always using those little break-in tools to get into your homes and cars, and so they mess up the jams inside the locks. I don't even lock my house. I just leave it, because I'm sick of replacing locks, because they're amateurs. They're retards. And when they put tracking devices in your vehicle, like they try to use this, some kind of technology, chips or whatever, I don't know, but they mess up the entire operating system of your newer cars. They don't know what they're doing. And so you always have to repair vehicles. Always have to repair locks. They come in to your homes when you're gone, and they would swipe your hard drive. They put stuff on your computer. They go through your stuff. I mean, they're terrorists. Outright terrorists. And they hire the senior citizens. I mean, it's always anyone that doesn't look official. Like if you looked at somebody and someone told you that guy was FBI, you'd die laughing. That's the kind of people they hire. I've been dealing with them in Carrollton for a long time. I would much rather deal with the Hollywood types. The profilers, criminal minds, and yeah, give me some of those actors to deal with. You know, they seem like nice people. The real ones are much, much scummier and much skankier. You know, they drive around in trucks and they flip you off, and yeah, that's real hiding there. They're in trucks and they flip you off. No, we're not FBI. I like to drive Ford trucks. Or the little cars, those don't really fly out here. little sport cars when you're in the country and you need four-wheel drive. So they try to blend in. But they're really just nuisances. So that's what I deal with constantly. In fact, my daughter was driving my truck on Thursday. And Thursday night, right before I got attacked, and she passed the truck, and they threw something at the driver's side window and crashed it. It just totally shattered. Threw a rock at it. And so I'm thinking, well, is that just a truck, a rock coming off the road? Or are they purposely trying to send me some kind of message, like we're morons? And they didn't know my daughter was driving it? I don't know. But my daughter was driving it, and they smashed the window. So, and then later I was totally attacked by the Astrids themselves, who got in here somehow. Some, you know, the father allows things to happen, folks. People don't understand that. He won't let them kill us, but we do take our hits as soldiers in the war. And so for whatever reason, they were allowed to come in and inject me with poison somehow. I don't know how they did. Maybe it was, I know they were here. And maybe that was connected to why the New Zealand base was destroyed. Maybe they should have just stayed home for the night instead of coming to Ohio. I can't even remember. Oh, 2 weeks ago, they tried to get me with another heart attack. So that's why you see the heart attack stuff is like elf weapons, satellite tech weapons. Probably why he attacked the bases in Italy. Or we're just running out of targets because I've attacked so much of their stuff in retaliation for their stupid stuff. Like I'm having a show Monday night and they'll kidnap my dog. The Queen used to do that all the time. They'd kidnap my dog on Monday nights and he'd show up Tuesday mornings. They'd have the angels go get him. You know, they're always just, it's always one thing after the next. So I'm just going to be, I've already gone through two lists of targets to take out. So now I'm developing a third. Let me just go down the list of targets to take you out when we're retaliating. The Queen still thinks she's got it free and clear with her little hideout. Where is that? One of those islands she owns. She's got what I think in Argentina and those islands that Brit Zone. Can't think of the name, but she's got a hideout down there too. She doesn't think I know where her stuff is. I know where everybody's stuff is, or I can find out, so they're stupid. Don't mess with me. I get tired of it. So, the next couple weeks, okay, everybody wants to hear about the election. Yeah, the election. Oh. You know, I asked Father, I asked him how many people in America voted for Trump. I don't necessarily get involved with politics with Dad, but I know he's like the ultimate registrar. He's the ultimate record keeper, folks. He's the ultimate record keeper, trust me. He keeps records on everything. Everything. Even in the Bible codes, he's referred to as the registrar. He records everything. 85% of Americans voted for Donald Trump. So all the rigging in the world couldn't win Hillary this election. She just could not win it. In fact, the only thing all the rigging and lying and dead people voting and illegals voting and prison felons voting, all that did was make it look like it was a close election. Because 85% of all people who voted for Donald Trump. 85%. It was nowhere near like they want you to think it was. It was a complete landslide. And so you can go to Craigslist. In 30 years of service, Hillary has finally created jobs in America. Because you can go to Craigslist and look at one of George Soros' Stop Trump ads, and you can make $15 to $18 an hour to protest. And they have these Craigslist ads in tons of cities everywhere. to get hired on to stop Trump, protest against Trump. Say that hired protesters everywhere, folks. $15 to $18 an hour. That's how low they will go. And George Soros has declared that Hillary will win the electoral vote. That Trump may have won the popular vote, but Hillary will win the electoral votes. Well, Trump won 85% of all the votes. The real voting, the real polling, he won 85%. So now Soros has to go bribe, sabotage, blackmail, and extort electoral college people to vote for Hillary so that they can steal the election from Trump through the electoral college. So that's where the plan is. When the Electoral College meets on the 19th, to steal it from Trump and give it to Hillary then. I don't know if that's going to happen. I think everybody would like to see Soros in handcuffs by then. I think our hands are tied because Obama's still in office until January 20th. So that's, we got two storm fronts coming, and that's the one. One of them is George Soros and the 19th of December, because that's their one way of stopping Trump from taking office. Because Soros represents the New World Order crowd. The Rothschild, he's a Rothschild. Is he a grandson or something of Rothschild? And Rockefellers and the whole shebang of global Satan freaks. That's that whole crowd. And I've been telling you that Trump is a Mason. Christians don't want to believe it. They want to believe he was sent by God. Now you know. I want all these Christians who spend all your time listening and watching Christian YouTubers to take down the names of all the people on YouTube putting up visions and prophecies and videos about how Trump is God's chosen. And I want you to write their name down, and I want you to never read or watch a thing they say again. I'm so sick of these false prophets and false people online. Start keeping a list of all the liars and the misguided and the misjudging and the mishearing and just the plain outright lying, and stop listening to them. Seriously. Do us all a favor, because then people don't try to circulate that garbage on my Facebook, because when people do, I kick it off. I just kick it off. Trump was not sent by God. Trump is Satan's. He's Lucifer's. In fact, I warned about him being part of the Mafia Illuminati line. It's a different kind of branch we haven't really dealt with in America yet. Well, welcome Trump. He's going to bring it to America. What he represents is a Freemason mafia force that was created in the 19th century by Italian Freemason Giuseppe Mazzini, which migrated to America in the 20th century. And this group is separate from the German globalist group we've been dealing with, which is the Bush-Clinton facade, because the Bushes were from Germany. George Bush Sr. was born in Germany, adopted by Preston Bush, brought to America and raised as his son. And then he had four sons. So they're all connected. And you got Soros and Rockefeller and the Rothschilds and that whole big group, globalists. Now the Italian Freemasons that Trump's a part of are not globalists. They're actually just nationalists. They say Donald Trump is the head of the Knights Templars. In the old days, the Knights Templars, and I'm talking way back in the old day, were good people. In the old day, they used to help people get to and from the temple in Jerusalem because the Jews were everywhere, and they'd have to cross the Arab deserts to get to Israel, and they would be robbed and mugged by people like Muhammad that the Arabs worship. So the Templars would provide them safe passage so the Jews could get to the temple. Then they were overtaken and infiltrated by the Masons, and who put the whole name to shame. And so don't think Trump's on the from the old day, because he's not. He's not one of the Lords. He belongs to Lucifer. Lucifer claims him as his. His family line is a long line of occultists. Not Christians, they are occultists. And so, you know, it kind of blows my mind that nobody even mentioned the fight back in February. Was it back in February when the Pope had a nasty comment about Bush? Remember that? When he wasn't, he said something real negative about Bush. That's all I remember is, not Bush, Trump. He said something not, maybe it was when he was here the following September, or I don't know when. I can't even remember the exact insult. But the Pope totally insulted Trump. Totally. And you know what? When your best friend is Chris Christie, Governor Chris Christie, I laughed when I heard that. I knew something was going to happen because Chris Christie's the tough mafia guy, okay? That's why he's buddies with Trump. He's like his cleanup man. He's like, don't mess with my boy. You know, he's the tough guy. And he's the kind of guy, and he was the kind of guy, that took care of things for Trump. When the Pope insulted Trump, Chris Christie, and I have no proof at all, Chris Christie got together a typical Freemason, I don't know what you call it. He just got some guys together. He had them go to Italy and take care of things. Well, you know, amongst them, because like Chris Christie, he's like a Scottish Freemason, where Trump is like Knights Templar. But I don't know. Anyway, they went to Italy. And when Freemasons are fighting against each other, I guess their weapon of choice is acid. Kind of like this Muslim thing. But what they did was, the Pope had a secret lover. And it wasn't a guy. That's what was shocking. It was actually a secretary. And she was supposedly pregnant with his child. And what they did, I don't know if they knew she was pregnant. I don't know if they knew one way or another. But she was the fall guy to the Pope insulting Trump. And they threw acid on her and killed her. That was his secret lover. And I don't know if you guys remember any of that. They showed him the Pope saying prayers over her casket or whatever. But yeah, it was because of him she was killed. Her name was Miriam Lualu. I think that's how you say it. But they claim she was pregnant at the time she was killed. And so that was kind of retaliation for insulting Trump. Chris Christie took care of it. And it's so typical amongst them. That's just how they are. They're you know, you think about it. Trump's a New Yorker. He's a New York guy. He's a New York business guy. If you don't think he's rubbing elbows with the mafia, your head's in the sand. Because the mafia runs that town. Do you think he's just set up Rudy Giuliani in his White House staff? And what do you think that's going to accomplish? Because Rudy Giuliani was the one who covered up 9-1-1, who helped Bush cover up 9-1-1. He had the Chinese come in, haul off the steel, went along with the official 9-1-1 blah blah report. He helped Bush cover up 9-11. So if you're thinking Donald Trump's going to come out with some 9-11 truth, you really have no idea. Because it doesn't make sense to put on your White House staff someone who helped hide it and cover it up. Maybe he owes Rudy Giuliani favors for his New York enterprises and he's just washing hands. I don't know. But I'm not seeing huge things coming out of anything. He's got a ways to climb anyway. Because let me talk about the second storm that's coming. First of all, he has to get through the Electoral College sabotage that Soros has set up for December 19th. And if that isn't enough, because see, Comedy Central's not over. It's still going. If that's not enough, the New Age alien agenda claims that Trump will never be inaugurated on January 20th because they're going to use this transition time to institute their whole restored republic regime. So, Donald Trump will never be inaugurated. He'll step aside, he'll resign for personal reasons, and it'll go to Mike Pence, and how do they say it? The Electoral College will meet again and vote for Paul Ryan, House Speaker. He'll be elected in as president, and he'll be with Mike Pence. So Paul Ryan and Mike Pence will become the new leaders of the restored Republic of America. Now, how do you get to that? They claim it's because our biggest creditor, who we defaulted to, which is China, which I've told you about, China really owns America. China has chosen Paul Ryan. So if we're supposed to, the whole basis of a restored republic is to restore the Constitution of America, and how the heck you get anywhere out of that some bank creditor or foreign creditor can tell the Americans who their leaders are going to be. So you throw the Constitution to hell to bring it back and claim we're going to be under the Constitution. Don't you love all their thinking? Let's just shred the Constitution for a little bit here and then we'll restore it. We'll call it a restored republic, or a new republic, based on constitutional law, of course, after they trash it and bash it themselves. That's the one I have been warning you guys about forever, is this regime change that's coming up and the ones who are coming to take over, the controllers. Their chosen man is baby rapers, Paul Ryan and Mike Pence. And that's why I have been screaming about it, because these are the two most despicable criminals on the planet. But the Chinese like them. Gee, wonder why. Maybe it's because the Chinese are Lilith kids, and to them, killing and eating kids is nothing. That's what they do for dinner over there, and put it in their wonton soups. Have we seen enough disgusting things coming out of China over the years? So meanwhile, they'll amuse the public with, look, we've got Lolita Express. Why have they still not arrested Epstein? He still hasn't been arrested out of any of this. WikiLeaks emails where they exposed how Hillary and Bill Clinton were on the Lolita Express, Jeffrey Epstein billionaire's airplane where he takes them to Pedophile Island and they rape little kids over there. Bill Clinton being on it about 50, 60 times and Hillary Clinton being on it umpteen times herself. But Epstein still has Lolita Express, and he's still not in jail. Never mind, you can't even get handcuffs on the Titanic, apparently. Everybody's too afraid of her. Someone's got power. Even if she's just a clone. She's just a clone. Go turn her off. You know, and they've seen how Bill Clinton has AIDS, and even his clone does, because Bill's dead. Bill's dead. They killed him. They killed Hillary. These are two characters that will not die because they keep propping them up with clones and lookalikes. Blame it on the clone. Throw everything on the clone. Make her do it. That's how she can look at you and just lie, because she has no memory because you're talking to the wrong clone. Do you see the setup? She could probably pass any lie detector test depending on what clone the FBI was talking to at that time. You know, I've been hearing a lot of people out there, they're coming out with these videos. Bill Hillary was killed in 2012. You're welcome, because I gave you guys that info. Nobody credits me for it, but you're welcome. Of course, they all say something different, like, oh, she was killed in a plane crash in Iran. No, that's just what they did after they took her out of the White House bunker and dumped her body and put it on an airplane so we'd crash it in Iran. We can blame it on a plane crash. I don't know. They killed her in the basement of the White House. Shot her in the back of the head. It was a bullet to the back of the head. It wasn't even the typical dagger thing they used. You know, they're such brave souls. When they kill people, they walk up from behind them and stab him in the back with a dagger. Yeah. Not Hillary, she got a bullet. I don't know about Bill, but I know they killed him because he was mad that they killed Hillary. And so they killed him, shut him up. And that Chelsea that's going around, that's not the real Chelsea. She was replaced too, they killed her too, just. She was collateral damage because when they kill the parents, they typically just kill the kids too because they make too much noise. So they just replace them. Yeah. I don't know how much to reveal. Let's just say I have no controllers down here. My controller's upstairs. He doesn't care what I reveal, I don't think. Sometimes I have to think about how much people can handle hearing. That's why sometimes I'll just shut up. Y'all can't even believe there's UFOs and y'all still fighting aliens exist and they're about to arrive on Earth. Getting ready for contact, you know. They're coming to be our glorious saviors of mankind. They're going to restore our republic. First, they're going to shred the Constitution to pieces and how they're doing it. But then they're going to give it to us back in a new republic. Yeah, but their leader's in charge. They're appointed leaders. We don't get to choose. That's when you throw out voting. And they say, oh, they'll just be interim until... No. That's all bullcrap. Everything about it is bullcrap. And the only reason I get concerned about it is because there really seems to be people involved with that movement. You know, that they'll pray to the Father and ask for discernment and they say all the Christian things, you know? Really? Then why aren't they? Because if they were praying to the Father and asking for discernment, they wouldn't be channeling Sonanda and the New Age la-lawers and believing a word they say. They're narcissists. They lie about it. They would lie just to lie. Even if they had no reason to lie, they would still lie. It's just their nature. That's what you're dealing with. I've had to deal with it for years. I can't stand them. Sigh. know, I am a prophet of the Most High. People want to know where I get my information. I get it from the Father. I don't know how I know my information. I get it from the Father. I could talk to anyone I want to, really. I don't choose to because I hate the morons. But I do talk to them at times if they contact me and I can stomach it for a few seconds. I'm just at a different level than most people. My calling is really high on earth, and it allows me to do things most just can't do because my calling is so high. People don't understand that about me. I'm not involved with any groups or any factions here on earth. My home, my heart, my life has had nothing to do with this earth. I love the Father. I serve Him while I'm here. That's my sole purpose here. Do what He wants me to do. And, you know, I've always asked Him, how do I tear down the stronghold of the New World Order? Because I knew that was Satan's puppy. I knew it when I heard it back in 91. That's how He's going to do it. That's how He's going to come in. That's how He's going to implement His agenda on earth. I knew it when I heard it. So I wanted to get busy in how to destroy it. You know, I don't understand how the most Christians, they just, oh, let's sing. Let's sing about being warriors for the Lord, soldiers in the Lord's army. And they sing about it, but they never become it. They never become it. Not my group. You know, I raised an army. I raised it, whatever. I woke people up, said, hey, let's fight this. This is Satan's New World Order. Let's destroy it. And we've gotten busy over the years. And I think this, something rings to me about this group they call Earth Defense Forces. Something rings about them when I hear that name. Because it's always over. They're always involved with the Gulf of Aden, and they would know. They would know. And I know there's a lot of off-world people and beings that listen to my show. And I've told them to get orgone pipes in the water over there and stuff over the years. So if they're really trying to combat evil, then that's what they need to be doing. That's how you take out those portals and those stargates that they're trying to open. That's why all the nations are over there right now. Trying to take out that underwater base there. They ought to be taking out the one in Switzerland. Come on. I mean, I know the one over there takes precedence, but the one under Lake Geneva would be real sweet if they take that out. Maybe that'll be my next target next time they try to kill me. Because the CIA has a huge underwater base under Lake Geneva. You know, even the Pentagon's wondering, how the heck did they get rid of the CIA? I thought that was funny when I read that they're, you know? I thought somebody would say build a wall around it. They're the Pentagon. Why don't they just bomb it? Drop a bomb right on it. Because nobody in America, the Pentagon, the White House, Congress, controls the CIA. It belongs to the Pope. It's a Vatican agency. It's a Vatican spy agency. And they do whatever the Pope wants here. And they incite wars and murders and atrocities across the world. They're in every revolution, every government, every war. Child trafficking, drug trafficking, human trafficking. They should be banned from this country. Bomb the place and get rid of the rats. clean out the rat's nest. And their headquarters is under Lake Geneva. So there's got to be Orgone warriors in Europe that could get Orgone in that lake. My Orgone. Go to my website, OrgoneBlasters.com. Click on the link to make your own. Make some Orgone and get it in that lake in Geneva. Because Orgone destroys them. It really does. Satan hates it. It makes him furious. He's mad about figuring out ancient energy because we're in energy. We're in a spiritual type war because they're spiritual beings. They're beings of the fourth and fifth dimension. We're third dimension. So weapons aren't always going to work, folks. And energy is what works. Energy. All about energy. And our Orgone blasters emit a certain type of energy, a positive, good life force energy that destroys evil. Darkness hates light. Goodness. Evil hates goodness. Destroys them. Emits an ether energy that destroys them. They're like vampires. You know how vampires can't stand the sun? It burns them, unless you're like a hybrid vampire. Right. That's how the Orgone is. When they get around Orgone, it burns them. Burns them. It boils on rashes on their skin. It affects their anatomies. I don't even know how to begin to explain it. I don't, you know, they're fallen angels. And a lot of them are just have cursed bodies. And a lot of them are the offspring of Lilith and Lucifer. Especially the ones that are coming, because they're chasing out the Anunnaki off the earth. And the Anunnaki were the offspring of the original fallen with Lucifer. Because remember when he was cursed to be a snake? That was actually a reptile, a reptilian being. And all the angels with him at the time were changed at the same time to reptiles. They were all changed to reptiles. Another name for them is Anunnaki because they're just children of these original reptiles. And they're all related. They're all related. So then Lilith starts producing offspring with King Solomon. And she has these weird, ugly kids. Ugly kids. And she takes them back to space with her. She has them in space with her. And that's where the Tall Greys came from. And so these Tall Greys, who are Lilith's direct kids, are the ones coming back playing Ashtar Command. And they don't like the reptiles, the Anunnakis. And so there's kind of a war between. They want their turn to rule on Earth. And they're doing it through their Germain and Sananda and Maitreya. They've manufactured these human bodies look angelic. And that's how they're going to appear to mankind. And the reason they're smart is because they've been here forever. They're not mortal like we are. This is the kind of mess we're heading into. And their arrival is, they want to set it up, what they're calling it now is the transition period. Because they want to have their arrival and transition from old America into the new republic by January 20th. So Donald Trump will never take office. He was shocked he won to begin with. He was running as a straw man candidate, someone Hillary was supposed to easily beat. And what happened was the more he ran his mouth everybody loved him because everybody was so sick of the evil establishment here and the liberal puke left. They just wanted them gone. 85% of America voted for change. Sick of the stupid gay agenda being shoved down everybody's throats. Sick of the open border policies, terrorists coming in. Just sick of America being overrun by idiots. Hollywood can stay Hollywood. Keep all your crap over there. Middle America doesn't want it. And apparently most of America doesn't. Everyone's just so sick of their agendas. They try to shove down everybody's throats. Now you can't even turn on TV and not see a real woman. You look at it, that's transgender. 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 They're replacing all the female, the real ones, news reporters on TV and news anchors, with transgenders. They think it's funny. They call it a conservative news talk show or conservative network or conservative show, and they put transgenders on it posing as women. That's just like mockery to them. They think it's funny. That's what we're a part of. One big joke. That's why most people are just sick of mainstream media. Alternative media has taken over. So what they want to do, meanwhile, the next couple weeks, Soros will be ramping up, still trying to hire protesters, so he could keep everything in chaos until he steals the election on the 19th with the Electoral College. And if he fails at that, and it really won't matter because you got the other agenda fighting to get rid of everybody and install Paul Ryan as the new president of the new republic. That's the plan, folks. Can I have $1 million so I can just make like 100,000 pipes and go blast all these losers back to hell? Somebody just fund our war here so we can get busy. We've done pretty well. I mean, they all hate the Orgo. I'm still blacklisted. They're not allowed to breathe my name. Ask yourself, if I was just some insane kook, why they're not allowed to breathe my name? I'm not even allowed to mutter my name in public. And in fact, DC, I have code names. You're not allowed to say my name out loud. They're retards. There's got to be somebody out there who could stand up and just give us $1 million so we could buy a facility, haul in some trucks and supplies, and get busy. How much time do you think got going here? Because, you know, humans, Argo doesn't affect them. They love it. It's like being in the spring all day. Sun shines out, clean air, animals love it, flowers love it, trees grow to nathaniel sizes around it, everything grows to neanderthal sizes, ancient sizes, I mean, huge. I would love to make a pipe wall. Just get busy making pipes and getting them up and out everywhere. Oh, crash ships. There they are. You know, it was funny. I was watching this video. Somebody said, look, there was a UFO in D.C. on election day. They don't even know what they're filming, right? And so they're showing this video, and they have it titled Angel in D.C. And it's a UFO on fire crashing down from the sky. I was laughing. I'm thinking another one bites the dust. Right over D.C. during election day. Another reason they haven't arrived already, because we crashed their ships. And they know they got to hurry up and do something, because the longer they just sit in space and surround us, they catch on fire. Time is not on their side. Although they act like it is, it's not. They're just going to burn and fry out of the skies. Have to figure out another way of how they're going to present themselves to Earth as gods. Maybe they'll just crawl up underneath. You know, there's an entrance to Shambhala in the South Pole. That's also an entrance from the North Pole. But they like to use the one from the South Pole because it's more hidden. People don't see all the activity, all the UFOs coming in and out of the South Pole as they would the North Pole. So they've been going down there. I think the elite are all running down there trying to get a condo or trying to flee. Coming wrath against them. I secure a condo in Shambhala. You know, if it was so great, why don't they stay there? Why aren't they there? Why don't any of these Satanists stay in any of these underground bases if they're so great? Even Hitler. He was taken out of Germany years before. That was a clone that died. And they shipped the real one down there. He didn't even stay there. He ended up dying in a church in Argentina. He didn't stay underground either. It's not all that to be underground, folks. Imagine being in a basement all the time. You want to be in a basement all the time? No, you want to be outside with the sun. We're humans. We need the sun. You need vitamin D3. Some fresh air. We cramped up in the basement all the time. That's what it would be like, even if it is a beautiful underground city. It's still underground. It's like having a beautiful basement. It's not going to get them anywhere. So we have a new mafia crowd in control with Trump. And aliens still threatening to come in. It's not if they do, it's when. It's just kind of like everyone's just waiting for them to begin their stupid Age of Aquarius already. Because that's the one that will lead us into tribulation period. When you see the arrival of Maitreya and Sananda and all that, that will complete the Four Horsemen Apocalypse scenario, and then you'll know where we're at in apocalyptic times, tribulation. Anyway, that lady's singing. Be back next week, folks. So then you can go to SherryShriner.com, hit the donate page, and support this war and this ministry on Earth, folks. Till next week, God bless.